Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blowed his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to the Confessionals podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have an experience you'd like to share with me or want to be on the show for a particular topic, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me. Just get a hold of me. Listen, friends, welcome to another members episode. We have a different one here for you today because some things kind of transpired over the last several weeks, and it all started with me deciding to have a Second Heaven roundtable discussion. And I started thinking, you know, this Second Heaven roundtable discussion might be something that becomes a legendary recording, and it might spawn many other recordings. And after those guys left, Derek, Jack, and I had a profound conversation, and we decided to record it. And so we shared that with you last week. And going into this week, I started thinking, you know what? I think would be a good idea is if I did a compilation video of, you know, I don't know how else to describe it other than the best of these three guys that came together for the Second Heaven Roundtable. They've all been on the show before. And I thought, you know what? I think it would be good to lay the groundwork so that when we had the second roundtable go in public and the whole world hears this conversation, that there is a groundwork laid as to who these guys are and why I felt they were qualified. They're not the only ones qualified. Let's get that straight. There's plenty of people that I think could participate on the Second Heaven Roundtable. In fact, I have some ideas of future ones where we bring these guys in along with some other people and we rotate seats at the table so that it's like, anyways, I'm not gonna get lost in the weeds. I have some ideas with it. And I do think that people are going to enjoy it. But I wanted to kind of revisit Hunter, Jade, and Caleb today because all three of those guys were on the show before. They all three participated in a roundtable that I thought was a groundbreaking conversation that people are going to hear, I believe, next month in October. Yes, the week of Halloween is when we have it scheduled. And so leading into that, I wanted to share a kind of reminiscing, going back in time, the time machine to show you why these guys, I felt, were qualified to do this. And so before we get into that, I just want to remind you guys, go ahead and check out MerkMerch.com for your Merkel Media apparel needs. We also have coffee in there, and I've been seeing people buying a lot of coffee. And so I guess people like it. Praise God. And if that interests you, go ahead to MerkMerch.com and get your swag today. Also, friends, go ahead and check out my book on Amazon. You can pre-order it right now as the time ticks away towards October 6th. when the show, or when the show, well, it is the show. I always mess that up. But when the book goes live, the book's going live October 6th, but you can pre-order today on Amazon, and that helps me a ton. So the book, if you have not heard about it, is The Confessionals, Exposing Warring Kingdoms. And it's a book that I documented my journey through the supernatural to get to the point where I am today. I try to lay out the groundwork for that. And actually, the Second Heaven stuff and the Second Heaven Roundtable, these guys are a big part of that thought process. In fact, one of the guys made it into the book. And so that said, go ahead and check it out at Amazon, link in the description of this episode. Or if you want more information, go to theconfessionalsbook.com. We made a website so that kind of gives a little bit more information, and then maybe you'd be more interested than what you already are. All right, friends, thanks in advance for all the pre-orders. It's been awesome to see. Now, let's get into today's show. I want to start off with Hunter because I did a watch-along not too long ago with Hunter, and I can't remember if I told you guys that he was going to be on the roundtable then or not, but Hunter's episode, that my first introductory to Hunter, was one that shifted my brain entirely when it came to cryptids. If Hunter was, what he was saying was true, which I had no doubt that it wasn't, it forced me to reconsider a lot of things when it came to my thought process on cryptids. What are they? What are we dealing with? And how should we operate around them? And so we did this whole watch along where I kind of watched that episode with you guys as members and really kind of broke down some thought processes along the way. And I thought about doing the same thing for these other two guys, but I thought it might be more fun to do this compilation of clips from these episodes so you can kind of see things. So we're going to get into Hunter, and we're not going to do the first episode because Hunter, we already did that one, but Hunter came back for a second episode, and we called that episode 632 is the number, and it was called Echoes of Nephilim Bloodlines. And if you are not an OG listener and you kind of stem from the YouTube side of things, I don't number my episodes anymore on YouTube because of algorithms and all that stuff. They're, like, we have to produce the show completely different for YouTube. But for the last 10 years, my show has been numbered, and audio listeners know that we are always numbering. And I think we're coming up on the 900th episode. And so that's where that comes from. If you're searching on YouTube for a number, you may not get every number because there was a certain point in time where we had to change production and we no longer number on YouTube. But that's what it's called, Echoes of Nephilim Bloodlines. And he shared several things in here, but I'm going to start off with sharing a very emotional experience that I had with Hunter here in studio, where this is where it cemented things, where it's like we had Hunter's experience where now we would identify it as Second Heaven realm, where he encountered that dog man, and then it later, a month later, manifested in front of him here in Tennessee in the natural, in front of his 11-year-old son. And this was probably, I'd say, 3 or 4 years ago, so he is now a teenager who would recall this story and situation. And one day I probably will talk to I probably talked to his, I'm sorry, I got distracted there because I coughed. I'll probably talk to his son at some point about this experience. So I bring him back out for more because he's been having these weird things happening since then. And the one thing that he saved for the end of the show was the most impactful because it involved me and he almost didn't say it. Hunter had another Second Heaven experience where we believe God pulled him into, I guess, the Second Heaven, brought him to my house, showed him my house exactly, the way my house looks, everything. He was able to describe it and draw it for me. And then he tells me what he saw following me. And this is something I've referred to over the years on the show because it's so impactful for me, but not many people know of where this all came from. And it came from this episode, 632, Echoes of Nephilim Bloodlines. It was a members episode. And OG members, you've seen this, but there's a lot of newer people who have not. And I think I want to start off this compilation of why I did the Second Heaven Roundtable right here with Hunter. So let's get to it.
Lead me into like my last, I mean, there's a few more things, but it's not really anything big that's happened. But do you remember I texted you and asked you, or I texted you, I think it was back in the summer, maybe like July or August. And I told you I had a dream about you. You remember that?
I do not.
So I had this, it was one of those like vision, dream, whatever you want to call it. It's super real. I'm trying to think of how to ask this without.
Just ask it, dude.
Well, I don't want to lead you on into an answer.
Oh, gotcha. Purity's sake.
Okay, so the number, does that mean anything to you?
You can't talk about this on the show.
Oh, okay.
The answer is yes.
Oh, okay. Well, long story short, I am at this place and you're there. And this one I text you about, the cloak figures, you don't remember that?
You're talking.
So there's these like, it's just a house and it's kind of sitting way back from like these other houses. And there's these like cloaked looking things that are following you. And that's like, that's all I really remember about it. It was like another time where I just woke up and I was like, God, dude, that was super real, you know?
Jack, just the number, blurt that out. That's my house, bro. That's my house. That's my house number. And my house sits back off the road. This is the first time that anybody's ever said anything to me, that they have a message for me that has actually followed through on confirmation. And I'm not scared. I'm driven to tears right now because this is the first time I've ever had anybody on my show who says things like, God told me and I didn't have that confirmation. And I live by that. If God didn't tell me first, it is not a real confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
The number you said is my house. That's my house number. So okay. I want you to start this story over so I can focus in.
Okay.
Because I got real distracted there.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad you're here right now.
Well, that's like that's a confirmation for me. I mean, that just lets me know that whatever's happening, like this is, that you get what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to make it a leading question where you're like, you know, where it felt like I was trying to make you say something,
yeah.
You know, that you didn't want to say, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Tell me the story. Tell me the dream again.
God, my heart's pounding.
Mine too.
And
let me just tell you, God has been warning me, getting me ready for spiritual warfare coming. Just last week, I interviewed a pastor who had a similar story of being warned spiritual warfare is coming and being given a book to read to prepare for it. And he didn't read it for 8 years. And then the spiritual warfare came. The person who was warning him and gave him the book was said that God told me. He didn't pay mind to it. And then that same person 8 years later said, I know you haven't read that book as God told me. And it's starting a week from now. And a week later, it started. That same book that he said he was given has been sitting on my nightstand for 2 years, untouched. And so I just recently started reading it because I felt like it was a sign from God.
Yeah.
And now you're here telling me this. So
yeah.
I'm tuned in and I'm here to hear what you have to say.
So in this dream, it's more of a bits and pieces kind of thing, because this has been 8 months ago, and nothing really traumatic happened to me in it, so I didn't think about it that much at the time. And it like 2 or 3 days later, I just text you and was like, hey, I had this dream. You know, I didn't really think anything about it. So I am at this house and I'm like at the end of this, it's like a curved road. And at the corner, there's a driveway and there's a house that sits back.
Exactly my house.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.